This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Senate Majority Leader Reid of Nevada pressed to wrap up the Currency Exchange Rate Oversight Reform Act of 2011 before the Senate takes up the President's Jobs Bill and three pending free trade agreements with Panama, South Korea, and Colombia. The Senate voted 62-38 to invoke cloture and cut off debate on the China currency legislation, but further progress on the currency legislation, which enacted would deem undervalued currencies actionable subsidies, was delayed by disagreements over amendments.
Cut 2. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
Approval of the three FTAs, which were negotiated during the Bush administration, is expected to occur this week. The House and Senate are both scheduled to hold votes on the Colombia, South Korea, and Panama FTAs one day before South Korean President Lee's state visit on October 13th. The House will vote on the three FTAs and a bill to renew trade adjustment assistance and generalized system of preferences programs on the same day.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Barring any objections, an agreement between Senate Majority Leader Reid and Republican Leader McConnell will also limit debate on the FTAs, allowing votes to happen in a more timely fashion. Trade Promotion Authority, which applies to all three trade deals when they come up in the Senate, allows up to 20 hours of debate for each of the trade agreements. The House will operate under a closed rule, which is important for the Columbia FTA because it is not covered by TPA and would otherwise be open for amendments on the House floor.